And say no more. Amen. Amen. And take hold of that flesh. Because the flesh will war against the spirit. But notice something. It didn't say the spirit wars against the flesh. It said the spirit is against the flesh. It ain't no real battle if you submit to the spirit. It's like the devil wars against God, but God ain't warring against him. Because it ain't no fight. He's a whip noodle already. If you yield to the Spirit, that thing will be broken. Amen. Flee also youthful lusts. That's lusts not only of the youth. There are particular, unique lusts that are carried by youth or that youth are challenged with. But it doesn't just mean, it means flee youthful lust. Lust in its first beginnings. Before it can get a grip on you. Flee. Don't entertain it. Don't mess with it. Don't invite it over. Even in courtship, and you know, we'll have to establish courses like this, especially when we move over to the other place. In courtship, when people are courting, You don't need to be in that car with that young lady 2 o'clock in the morning. Windows all fogged up. Somebody come by and then the heads pop up. Oh, we just talking. What you talk about? Three in the morning. On a dark street. Listen, people need to know this. You'd be surprised at people that are never educated in this stuff. They have no clue about anything, so they just do what they know to do. And then they fall into traps. And then their life get messed up in the church. And they get discouraged and hurt and offended. And a lot of people will leave God and say, I don't want that. Because leadership. Next verse. Flee youthful lusts. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Next verse. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Strifes. Tell somebody, avoid strife. You know, God spoke to me today, and I've read this verse many times, and you may have many times as well, but it says, when a man ceases from strife, every fool will be meddling. I challenge some of y'all to get real with God. Not legalistic, not religious, but real with God, and watch how the enemy will try to test you. Because now you're sending off of a frequency, a vibration that's really irritating an atmosphere. You understand what I mean? When a man ceases from strife, every fool will be meddling. Start meddling with you. Folk come out of nowhere. I'm going to challenge you. Acting a fool. Amen. Tell somebody, let patience have her perfect work. Notice patience is a her. But say, absolutely. Patience, what do we mean? Patience is a her. When in the original genders, the man is the initiator. The woman is the responder. Patience is called a her because it will respond to you. You got to let her. Patience just ain't going to work anyhow. You got to have a mind made up. Okay, in this situation, I'm just going to be patient. And then patience will work. Otherwise, she ain't going to work. You understand? She's not an initiator. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking or wanting nothing. When she does a work on you, you ain't gonna be lacking anything. You'll be complete. But tell somebody, let her work. Because see, the enemy will send the fools to meddle. But you got to turn patience loose on them. You know when you're patient, you put pressure on the atmosphere. You put pressure on the soil. When you're patient, when you possess your soul in patience, you put pressure on an atmosphere. And over time, something gives. Think about it a moment. If you'd only been a little more patient, if you'd only been willing to wait a little longer, what could have been? What could have happened? Let's get to the meat of this portion here. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. There's that word. Patient. In meekness. Now, I want you to see this. In meekness, instructing those in the troposphere oftentimes oppose themselves. Say folk that oppose themselves. They're not wise. They have habits, hang-ups, stuff they've allowed to integrate or enter into their life. Maybe out of ignorance or out of disobedience, but nonetheless, it's there. And look what happens. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now look at this next verse. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. That's the danger of remaining in a troposphere and allowing habits, allowing spirits to run in and out of your life. Get that last verse for me again, please. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. At his will. When he feel like using you. When he feel like getting on you. When he feel like driving you. When you just can't handle it no more. When you can't stand it now. Can't stand it, take a cold shower. Isaiah 52 and verse 11, and we're targeting the root. Isaiah 52:11. Depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Originally, it's talking to the priests that carried the vessels out captivity, but it's talking to us. We bear the vessels. You are the vessel. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the word tells us to be clean. To be clean. Ye that bear the vessels of the Lord, sanctified. And it's not hard. The flesh wars against the spirit, but the spirit is against the flesh. If you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Shake thyself from the dust. Now, I want to pray with you. It may not be adultery, fornication,
those things that hinder a person's life that may not be you, but it may be something else. It may be an attitude. It may be a mindset. It may even be a form of hatred. Hatred is a work of the flesh. Think about it a moment. People hating. Hatred is a work of the flesh. Emulation, strife, sedition, heresies, covetousness, idolatry. Any of those things to any degree, in any form. What this whole series is for is to take us out of one or through together, through one atmosphere to the next. You see, the next atmosphere we get into, this first atmosphere, the weather pattern, the wind pattern is vertical. So all we got to do is kind of stretch our wings and allow God to get us up out the dust, whatever it may be, whatever the struggle. It may not even be a real struggle, but you've identified an area of your life. Maybe your mishandling of the finances or whatever it may be, however small or however great. We want to pray and we trust God for deliverance. Amen. Amen. That's what this is for, deliverance, so that we can get to this next sphere and identify stuff in the next sphere, which is the stratosphere. Interesting. In the troposphere, the first dimension, the pattern goes vertical. In the next sphere, the pattern goes horizontal. The next sphere we're going to look at has to do with the traditions of men, legalism, religious spirits. See, those are things that want to keep you. You know, people get legalistic or religious and feel like they're doing church. And so those spirits want to keep you. They'll keep you in that realm. But we're gonna determine and identify how to get past that into that next realm. And you know what? I believe as we go, people are going to really experience this. I'm not just saying this to be saying words, but that we're going to experience breakouts, breakthroughs, chains falling off, ancient stuff that haunted you from your childhood falling off of you, things that had formed how you had opinions of things and how you had perception of things, changing, all that transformation taking place. Amen. Will you believe that with me? Let's believe that for one another.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, in the midst of my storm.